Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Think Do Matter. Today we're going to be talking about an idea titled Don't Let the Tail Wag the Dog. So we're going to be diving into, you know, the whole process of self-investment, you know, the risk of overdoing things, and then also, you know, the importance of, you know, being present and putting something above yourself, you know, focusing on something bigger than yourself as a way to balance yourself, right? So, you know, diving into it, life often feels like a gamble. You don't really know what's gonna happen in the next day, in a year from now. You don't know if your efforts are gonna pan out. You don't know if life has things going in your favor or not. But the best bet you can make is always on yourself, right? And I think embracing that sort of self-love or self-commitment leads to what's called a state of massive action, which is really good. It increases the odds or the probability that you will have good things come your way, and it's a relentless pursuit of making progress. It's a very positive mindset, but at the same time, it's important to remember, you know, every journey, no matter how exciting, needs points of rest, needs at some point, you know, taking a pause, taking a break, you know. And it is tricky because the nature of wanting to make progress is positive, but you have to avoid the trap of getting so hooked on that focus and drive that the tail starts to wag the dog. And when you do become trapped, it just becomes more of a parasitic energy, just like anything, just like an addiction. And you know, with all the kind of physical addictions you can have in the world, emotions themselves can be addictive. You can get addicted to that sensation or need to kind of keep pushing. And for any addiction, if unchecked, it consumes our true selves. It consumes our true sense of discernment of what do I actually want in this situation. And we start to make choices that work against ourselves in the name of this constant thing that needs to keep pushing. It kind of might divulge into, you know, clinical perfectionism, etc., etc. But what is the antidote? The antidote is really just focusing on something bigger than yourself. It's about connecting to a greater purpose, but not in an ego kind of way. It's more of just looking at that bigger picture, and it's more of that spiritual energy of letting go, you know. I'm not religious, but there's a lot of teachings in the Bible that are kind of signifying that principle there. If you're more into, let's say, Eastern philosophy, there's plenty of knowledge there that, you know, more tied to the universe as opposed to a specific being. Particular Taoism allows you to embrace nature as kind of bigger than yourself, and it really helps you get out of that self-destructive flywheel, and it helps you get into a state of presence, and you kind of keep your own sanity, and that's what actually helps you be your best self. That true self within you, actually having a say in all your actions, is really important. So as we navigate life's hustle, it's always important to strive for balance. You know, moments of pause, introspection, you know, and giving and growing too. And this is just the idea of not letting the tail wag the dog. So that's it. It's always important to invest in yourself. That's the greatest investment you can have, but at the same time, don't lose yourself in that process. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for the next one.